Good morning, friends and neighbors. I hope this Wednesday finds you all well. I'm afraid I have a confession to make. Bless me, boomers, for I have sinned. It would seem that I have been most remiss in my duties as an audio boomerang. You see, my good friend Kim was here from Saturday night until yesterday morning, and then on top of that, our mutual friends, the renowned Michael Fair and his good lady wife, Sarah, the Lady of the Lake, came for a visit on Sunday and stayed for a number of hours. And in all that time, I never once recorded a boo. Mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. What penance must I do to expiate my sin and redeem myself? Actually, it was Kim who pointed out yesterday that we hadn't recorded a boo, which is really funny because although Kim does have her own Audio Boom account, she's reluctant to post boos on her own because she's rather shy, and also I think she feels like she's talking to dead air. She'd rather have a two-way conversation with someone, which is understandable. But she doesn't mind being on my boos. So she said yesterday, Shinono, we've been really bad. Now, I should explain that she calls me Shinono rather than Shannon because a friend of ours made a really funny typo once and said, are you going to be staying at Shinono's house tonight? Well, ever since then, I have been officially known as Shinono to Kim. Because Kim thought that was absolutely hilarious. So I am Shinono for now and always. So yes, Kim said, Shinono, we've been really bad. And this came right out of the blue. So I was like, huh? What are you talking about? And then she said, we never recorded a boo. And she's absolutely right. I don't know why I didn't think to record a boo. But here I am now, better late than never, hopefully. Anyhow, I have had an absolutely lovely past few days, and I'm very thankful for that. Actually, today should be no exception. Today is going to be a celebration at afternoon tea, because one of the tenants had a birthday on Sunday, and then my good friend Tracy had a birthday yesterday. So the wonderful lady who hosts afternoon tea at my building is going to bring a cake this afternoon. And we will have a combined birthday party. Actually, I have to attend an event at church, first of all, but that should only take about an hour. And then there will be an hour of afternoon tea remaining, so I can go back to my building then and partake and wish the two of them happy birthday. I have already given Tracy my birthday wishes. Actually, Kim and I went to visit her on Monday, and I had a really nice visit, and I brought Tracy her birthday present. Birthday presents, precious. She is quite enamored of chocolate, so I brought her a really nice tin of chocolates. And I told her, here's some sweets for a sweet friend. Anyhow, yes, Kim came on Saturday night. Her favorite aunt had come to visit her from Windsor, but then her aunt had to go home. So she dropped Kim off here on the way home. Now, I really wanted to attend church on Sunday morning because it was our annual Remembrance Day service, which for me is always very important. So I told Kim, you're welcome to come with me if you want to, or if you'd rather stay here and entertain yourself, you're welcome to do that too. Kim is not a religious person in any way. She has come to church with me on a couple occasions just to see what it was like and meet people. And she does like some of the people who go to my church. But she decided on Sunday morning that she would just rather stay here. And she had her computer with her, so she was able to entertain herself quite ably. She is hopelessly addicted to this computer game called Entombed. And I'm afraid she's gotten me hooked on it too. So she stayed home on Sunday morning and played Entombed all the time I was gone. What a terrible heathen she is. When she dies, she's going straight to the dungeons. Wah-ha-ha! Anyhow, it's kind of a shame that she didn't go, because, first of all, the music that day was brilliant, and Kim is as much a classical music nerd as I am, so I think she really would have enjoyed that. I'm also a lady that Kim really likes, whom she never gets to see very much anyway, was at church that day, and she doesn't always come to church, so it would have been cool if Kim could have spent some time with her as well. But that's okay, she still had fun, and that's the important thing. So when I got home from church, we just had to have had some time for some lunch and some chat, and then Mike and Sarah arrived. And I must say, I had an absolutely wonderful time, and I hope that they did as well. It was just fantastic to see them again. Mike is hilarious and intelligent, and, well, Sarah is just her endearing, charming self, as she always has been. We spent a couple hours chatting and catching up, and Mike and Sarah were able to see my new pad and actually feel for themselves how ridiculously tiny my kitchen is. And then we went out for dinner in the evening to a favorite restaurant of mine, which was one that I thought Mike would also enjoy. And given the copious amounts of food he ordered, it would seem that he did like it very much. But that's okay. There's nothing wrong with ordering copious amounts of food once in a while and enjoying oneself. So, yeah, we had a really nice leisurely dinner and a good chat. The restaurant wasn't too far away, but it was far enough that we had a nice walk home and were able to wear off our food. A little bit, anyway. Because I think we all had fairly copious amounts of food now that I think about it. And I also had a very copious liqueur. It was a pumpkin spice rum and milk, and it came in a huge glass. Now, I consumed most of it before my meal came, and it started to have an effect. It was quite fun. Anyway, by the time we got home, we really didn't have a whole lot of time left because Mike's mom and dad were babysitting in the city where I live, and they were almost done, so they had to come and pick Mike and Sarah up. And it was very sad to see them go, but of course they're welcome back anytime. Well, Kim and I did not sleep very well on Sunday night. It was partly because I don't know what possessed us, but we stayed up till all hours talking, which is really silly considering the fact that we talk to each other all the time, like every day, and you'd think we'd run out of things to say to each other, but we never do. So anyhow, on Monday morning, we were both absolutely exhausted, totally zombified. So we didn't do a whole lot until the afternoon. And then we both needed to pick up some things from a drugstore near my house, so we did that. And I am eternally grateful that Kim came with me that day, because I told her she could stay home if she wanted to and I'd just get what she needed. But no, she decided to come, and I'm so glad she did, folks, because there is a street crossing that I have difficulty with from time to time because I find the curb really hard to line up with there. It's a funny shape. Anyhow, when we got to that crossing, Kim said, "I think you have an audible traffic light here." And I said, "Well, what gives you that idea? It never beeps or talks." And she said, "Well, it looks like one that I have fairly near my house. Just press the arrow in and hold it and see what happens." So I did that. And lo and behold, the thing started talking. It told me which way I was going, which way to cross, and then when it was time to cross, it started to beep, and then it even had a countdown timer to tell me when the light was going to turn red. It was bloody brilliant. I had no idea that traffic light was audible. Nobody ever tells me these things. Of course, I never actually made an attempt to ask either, but that was because I had no idea that there were any audible traffic lights anywhere near my house. So anyhow, I will never have a problem with that street crossing again. Thank you, God, and thank you, Kim. So that was fantastic. And then after our trip to the drugstore, we went up to visit my friend Tracy, and I gave her her birthday present. And her friend Linda came for a visit as well, and that's someone that I'd always wanted to meet because I'd heard such lovely things about her.